Badger Oracle Support, this is Spandana.
Hi, Spandana, it's Quinn Decker calling.
Hey, Quinn, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
I'm just calling. Had a new intern start, and I just need his permissions adjusted a little bit for his Oracle for what he can access.
Okay, give me 1 second. Is he able to log in right now? Like, his login and all worked?
Yeah, he can log in and everything. There's just
okay.
I think they gave him just Oracle with zero access to anything. Essentially, like, he can look at his profile and that's about it. So
okay. So yeah, if you say he's more of an intern, I think maybe his now that we are going by the job by the role.
Oh, maybe that's why they
We might not have had a proper access to that particular job role is what I'm thinking. But let me get his name and so that I can check for his job role, and then we can see who we can mirror his access to in Oracle so that he can get that access.
Okay. It's Connor Harmon. Connor spelled with a K.
With the K. Connor Harmon. Yep. And as you said, he just has the skeleton. And his job says finance student. So, yep. So, we might not have had a equivalent role mapping.
Yeah, because his kind of role's a new one, too. And we're kind of just flushing it out well during his internship kind of thing. So
okay, no worries. So who do you think can we mirror his access to, Connor?
Closest, I would say I would be fine with him mirroring my Oracle access for my Quinn Thacker account.
Okay. Let's see, student is his job.
Yeah, he's mainly just doing reporting stuff, but that way, if he has my access, I know any report I'm able to run, he'll be able to run, so I don't have to worry. I won't have to worry about it after that point.
Right. Access Quinn Thacker. All right, then. I got it. So I just got a ticket that I'm creating, and Syed would be able to help us with his access within the next day, I would say.
Within the next day?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Did you say within the next day?
That's right. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Anything else?
No. Actually, just since I have you on the phone, there was that other permission thing that Shree had forwarded to you.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. There was a confusion on what the ask is, but then later I saw your email saying that you're looking for that permissions to add for yourself, right?
Yeah, essentially, just to, so you understand kind of fully, I'm able to schedule OTBI reports, but it won't let me select a recipient other than myself. It says I don't have the permission at that point. I'm not sure what causes that, but it is something we're going to be doing pretty regularly, so I didn't want to have to reach out to have someone else schedule it each time.
Got it. Yeah, that's where I was. Actually, Shree wanted to talk to me about it, but we did not get a chance to on Friday, and even today I did not get a chance to talk to her since morning, but I'll try to get with her and see what she says, because what I was told is, like, we had this access to few people or to a particular group earlier, and that was taken off at some point. So that's where I'm not quite sure what's the, I mean, how she wants us to proceed on it. So let me have a discussion with her, and I'll get back to you, Connor. No, Quinn, I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, that sounds good.
Sure, Quinn. And I have this cost center thing also going, and Diane pinged me this morning saying, like, they are looking for one more change.
Yeah.
to move Manassas to the Ohio Valley District.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's again something I wanted to check with Shri and see if now that we are working on the other hierarchy for you, I was thinking maybe we can get that as well, and then get it together, and we can move that to production. So I'm just trying to get with her. So once if I have her approval, I should be able to get that one as well, and we can take it from there.
Sounds good.
All right, then. Thank you so much, Quinn.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye.